Hello and welcome to Glitch Cube, we're a gaming podcast, and each week we take a deeper look into the art of video games. As always, I'm Christian.
And I'm Chris.
And welcome back, everybody. Thank you guys for joining us once again as we dive further into the world of games. So, we had an interesting question or an interesting idea that we wanted to talk about this week, and it has to do with the ever-changing scenarios of games themselves. Games have become such complex items, right? Like the stories have grown and the side quests have just expanded so that there's hundreds and hundreds of hours of content. But all these new games have one thing in common. They have an end game where you might not be able to continue to play it over and over and over again. I know that a lot of people will replay the same games, even if there is an endgame story, but there is a concrete finishing factor to them. And a lot of older games didn't really have this. And there's something to say about that, right? Like, there's something there, and that might have to do with the central idea of fun in a video game. We want to talk about the good old days of just playing for a high score, seeing how long you can get, you know, healthy competition amongst your friends. I mean, look at games like Tetris or Pac-Man. People are still playing those decades after they've come out at this point, which is crazy. I mean, Tetris still holds the record of being one of the most downloaded and bought games ever. And it's still being played, bought, and enjoyed around the world today. But there really is no end to Tetris. It's just a continuous flow of things. And the mechanics are fairly simple with the games that are just focused on score and fun and longevity like this, and replayability. But are these truly the most iconic games out there? Is this the way, like, should we go back to this? Is there something to this idea of games just being fun for the sake of being fun? Or do we really need these long stories? And what really is the replayability of these? So that's kind of what we're going to, that kind of sums it up a little bit of what we want to talk about this week. But yeah, so I'm curious because we both are RPG guys. Everybody knows that. We like our long games. We like our stories. We like our epic tales. But I mean, I know I go back to those classics a lot, because there's something about the simplicity of them that is really, really enjoyable. And I don't know, how do you feel about that? Because the games we play are, there's like a finite end and epic tale, right? Like, there's a lot to them.
I think for me, it's harder to really complain about like a simplicity in an RPG, just because there are so many like systems involved that, like, with an RPG, if it's too simple, it's lacking, right? If it's too complex, you could say it works with the system. I think for me, I expect it not to be easy. Right, because there are so many systems and every game is different. You know, when I look at a different genre, that's where it's more so I get maybe a little more judgmental on it. Whereas I feel like with RPGs, it's like the one genre where I'm like, I can let this slide. Unless it's like, you know, padded out. And, you know, it the whole end game, new game plus stuff, like, I know a lot of people take advantage of that. But for me, because there's so many that I want to play through, it New Game Plus doesn't really do much for me unless it changes the story like a lot, which I'm noticing a lot of newer games are starting to do that just because they want people to play it again. But even then, it's hard for me to do that because if I already know where the story goes, I'm probably not going to play it. You know, you look at a game like Baldur's Gate 3.
Probably going to be the same regardless.
Like, in a game like Baldur's Gate 3, I can understand why you would want to play it again, because there's a different build. You can play differently. You know, I think the one game that I've gone back to multiple times, have beaten it multiple times, the whole series for the most part, is Mass Effect. You know, like for me, I replayed all three of those games. I'm not counting Andromeda, but the first three, I played them each maybe 3 to 4 times to completion, just because wow. I loved them for a very long time. But, you know, there was something about those where it's like, it was kind of to the point, you had your systems in place, but I didn't feel overburdened in those games. And I think that's why I was so interested in replaying them. You know, and I think my idea for this episode, when I thought of it, aside from playing a lot of older games recently, I was thinking about in Final Fantasy Rebirth, where there was just a lot, you know, it, not so much the side stuff, because I mean, it is side stuff. When I think of this topic, I think of like what you're kind of forced to do in order to advance mm-hmm. the game or to see more. But like with the amount of mini games in Rebirth, it's cool. It makes it feel kind of interactive, but it's almost too much. And for me, if you would have cut half of that filler out, I might have been more interested in a new game plus. I know it wouldn't change the story, but for me, it's like, I don't want to have to go through all that again. You go back to a game, you know, think about Pokemon right on the Game Boy, or you think about, I'm trying not to pick a game with different endings like Chrono Trigger, but, you know, some of those older RPGs on the PlayStation, it's easy to go back to them because, one, they're shorter by a lot, kind of. Mm-hmm. Two, well, it's just, Chrono's pretty it's long, not,
but yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, a lot of these games, it's, you don't have to relearn a lot of stuff, you know, it's kind That's of. True. Easy to get down and understand, and you don't feel like you're wasting your time doing needless stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think in a lot of ways, a lot of those older games didn't have a lot of side stuff that felt meaningless. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to make it sound mean by saying meaningless, but it's like a lot of newer games of any genre, we'll just add in things for the sake of it. But I'm going to get more into that later, because there's an idea or a theory I have of why games are like that nowadays. But what about you?
I have a really hard time replaying a game after I've beaten it. I can probably think of a handful of games that I've actually done that for, like Final Fantasy VII, and probably the most recent title to come out that I've actually replayed a couple times was Citizen Sleeper, just because I wanted to, you know, save different people or do different outcomes or things like that. And I feel like those kind of games definitely have that replayability or longevity that you would kind of expect from a simpler game. Mm-hmm. But one of the big things that I started thinking about whenever you brought this up was whenever I was designing classes for game design specifically, I would look at the simpler games for reference and try and recreate those to teach fun, to teach that aspect. And I started looking back at the lesson plans that we had when I was getting my degree as well. And a lot of the games that we focused on were older titles. And there has to be something to that, because in conjunction with that, we were actually studying the psychology of fun and what gets people excited about that replay loop and to keep playing these things and really get immersed in the game itself. So like simpler games really do have an edge over these more complex games with a lot in them. And you're able to just continue to play them over and over and over again. It's like, I mean, I think that phone games really have taken this to heart and kind of keep that spirit of the more like classic older style to a video game, and consoles have taken over the aspect of if you want a story, if you want this. It's almost like watching a show versus watching a movie. Like playing a console game or one of these like bigger games is like ingesting a movie, and you're just there. You know that I'm going to be there for 30 to 40 hours ish on average, right? There are some games that are obviously longer than that, but you know that you're dedicating this amount of time. You're going to have a fun time just enjoying the story and watching things evolve around you. But then when you're done with it, you know you're done. Whereas with games like, you know, I'm thinking about something recent that caught the attention of my partner as well, because she really loves this game now, is a Suika game. Like, it's a very simple aspect or simple concept itself, but it's one that is easily understandable, and she can play it over and over and over again. And what's fun about that is that, yes, while the mechanics are very simple and you're trying to accomplish the same thing, each playthrough is different. So you are getting different challenges because the fruits that you're getting are randomized. So there's some fun there. You know, obviously looking back at the classics like Pac-Man and things like that, there's a pattern. There's definitely a flow to things. You know what to expect. But the ones that throw the bit of randomness in them, like Tetris or things like that, then you start introducing a little bit of strategy because of the randomness and a little bit of the unknown, which is pretty exciting. But yeah, when I was designing classes for this, like was the primary focus, was I wanted to find something that was very fun, and just knowingly it was encompassing that idea of just having a good time while playing this game, because we're going to be working really hard making this game. So I'm curious as to why is it that those games have now become kind of the typical learning point for game designers on how to create these things. But then when it comes to what we expect as consumers, we're expecting the next grand, big, giant idea like Baldur's Gate or Cyberpunk or something along those lines, or Final Fantasy Rebirth, right? Like, we want those long, big titles with a lot in them, but they have a finite endpoint. Even though we know that these simpler games are a lot of fun and we can play them endlessly for decades sometimes for some of these titles, but
I think it's money.
Still, it's that's a good point.
Like, you know, if you're spending $70 on a game, it's like I would think most people expect to at least get 40 hours out of it. You know, you would hope so. You know, I mean, I feel for the most part you usually do. I think it's very rare that you'll find a game that's like 15 hours. Like, something that I think when I noticed people kind of talking about this issue, they were talking a lot about like recent PlayStation exclusive games, right? Because usually they're more cinematic, they're more like a movie, you know, it's you're along for the ride kind of game. And I get it, right? Those games are usually, what, 15 to 20 hours, but it's a journey. But for me, something that I've kind of grown to dislike about them for the most part is that they just add too many systems into their game, and it kind of takes away the fun of the gameplay and almost makes it like a secondary experience, especially with a lot of their more recent stuff where it's like, here's beautiful backdrops, here's all this, but like, here's some gameplay segments. And it's like, it both almost feel very distracting in different ways, right? It's like, I'm enjoying this cutscene. Oh crap, now it's a battle, you know? Or, oh, I'm enjoying this battle and now it's cutting to a cutscene. Like, it takes you out of either or. And I mean, I know older games kind of have that, you know, with like QuickTime events and stuff, but it was just different, You know, when I'm playing an action game like God of War, it's like, why do these weapons have stats? Why do they need stats? Like, you think back to the original God of War games, and it was just like, hey, here's a cool weapon. It hits things harder than the other weapon you got. And it has flames on it. How cool is that? You know, it's like,
right.
It was very simple. You didn't have to worry about, this thing does extra damage to these kind of enemies. Oh, but it also debuffs you. Like, you didn't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
And I think,
and like, the 0.02, like, differences in some weapons now in some of these games, like, how the numbers are so just meaningless. Like, what is a 0.2 increase to attack do? Like, what is that? I don't care. Like, what, it's such a nothing number. Just say +1, +2, or +3, right? Like, they don't need to go into the nitty gritty for what is facing the player. Sure, have that stuff in the background. That's fine. But it's, yeah, I feel like I said, yeah, the things are getting a little overly complicated for no reason.
Yeah. And it, you know, you brought up a good point with like fun. And this is, I think this whole simple problem is definitely centered towards like AAA stuff, because in the indie scene, obviously a lot of them are inspired by older games. A lot of them, you know, learn from older games in their studies in school, and they're able to make games kind of mimicking that simple time. Whereas AAA, you don't really expect super heavy gameplay that reminds you of, like, I don't know, Sly Cooper or, you know, Jack and Dexter, where it's like, we're doing some fun little exploration platforming and you can collect these things, but that's about it. You know, nowadays it's like, here's 5 different currencies that do different things. And it's like, yeah, I'll usually gobble that up for a bit, but at the same time, it's really refreshing to go back. And as much as I do love a good story, and I like, you know, the art house experience in some of these games, it's also just the gameplay is not fun. And I think a lot of these bigger titles don't realize that. I mean, obviously they sell well, so a lot of people do enjoy it and don't really get bothered by it, but there's been a lot of bigger games that I've played in the past like few years where it's like, oh, this is okay, but it wasn't fun. I don't want to make it sound like, you know, playing some of these games feels like a job. Because that would sound bad, you know?
There's a difference between enjoying your time with it and it being just pure, the essence of just fun. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of these games, like Unicorn Overlord, a game we both played recently, is a great game. It was really, really enjoyable. I love the mechanics. I love that style. But I don't know if I would equate it to, like, that pure bliss of just fun, that idea. Right? Like, there's something to that. Or, like, a lot of these games that we play, they're very enjoyable. They're for their own reasons. But when it boils down to it, that just pure, just, I'm here to just have fun and just have a good laugh and enjoy my time with friends or something like that, it's not always there anymore. And, like, it's tough. I feel like we're really losing that aspect, which is kind of a shame. And I mean, it makes sense that some of these simpler games like Among Us. Among Us is a very simple concept game, but it blew up. And because it didn't sacrifice fun, it allowed you to just still interact with people. And like, I'm curious, what was the last game that you played or biggest memory you have of just a really fun experience? And I feel like it's really hard to look back at some of the games we played the last couple of years and just be able to actually, like, pick one.
I feel like there's been a lot where it's the story that really, like, surprised me and blew me away. But when I think about the gameplay side of it, it's like nothing really modern. I've had fun, but I wouldn't be like, wow, this is the most fun. This is crazy. You know, like, I haven't felt like that in a while. But it's also like, I feel like it's hard to expand on a lot of these genres, you know, and I think that's also the problem, is that a lot of people, because they want to make something new and different, they're merging too many genres together.
Yeah.
So like, there was like, what, a few years ago, everything was had card elements in it. And then we're still kind of in this period, but everything's a roguelike, right? Like, oh, this is a really cool game, but by the way, if you die, you have to restart. And it's like, don't get me wrong, that was like my genre of choice for a few years, 10 years ago. Like, Binding of Isaac, all of those, I ate that up. But when I'm playing a game, I'm trying to think of the one that just came out recently that was like that. And, or even, you know,
I if feel it's like a, Hades is a great example too, because we both absolutely love that game. But I don't know if I would say it was like that, just that pure fun experience. It was a really enjoyable experience.
I think for me, I could say that just because, like, in that game, that roguelike experience didn't kill it for me, right? Because it's like, it added to the story, it kind of added to the game itself, and I was like, oh, it's not really a punishment like another game.
True.
And I know what you mean by saying, like, oh, this isn't like the most fun, but I'm thinking, like, it was really enjoyable because of that reason. You know, I think when I look at like systems where they don't need to be, you know, going back to God of War, where you have these numbers in place, or, you know, you have games that randomly have like the colored ranking system of weapons, you know, like Diablo style, where you have your legendary, your rares, and it's like, those don't need to be in this game. Right? Like, just have your normal numbers and that's it. And I think like too many people are trying to add all these systems because they want to stand out. They want to be different. But we're also at a time where so many people are making games that also have similar ideas that we kind of see the same thing, just maybe tweaked a little bit differently pretty often. And it's kind of a bummer, but you know, I mean, some of these games do really well. A lot of people just kind of don't let it bother them. Sometimes in the heat of the moment, yeah, I forget it too. You know, I kind of overlook it and I still play them. But, you know, going back to what you said about, did I have a fun time with it? No, I didn't. And I mean, it's okay not to have fun with a game. If you still ended up like enjoying it at the end, that's what matters, right? If you enjoyed 70% of it, that's still fine. You know, like for me, I think the Horizon games are that, where it's like, there's a lot of things in it that I really don't like, but there's also things in it I do like. And a lot of the stuff I don't like just feels out of place in it. But at the end of the day, I still think they're fun, but not like where I think the gameplay is like life changing or fantastic.
Right. Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's a, it's an interesting concept there, and it's tough to kind of wrap your brain around. And I don't want people to think that I'm bashing on all games and thinking that they're not fun anymore or whatever, they don't have that aspect. I just want to really kind of hit that point home that you can have a very enjoyable experience but lose that just pure like idea of just having a fun time. And I keep trying to think of like, what was the last game I played where I just had a blast playing it, where it's just a really enjoyable experience. I just had, it's just a good time. And honestly, like Smash Brothers just keeps coming up to my mind. And I keep thinking about other games that are just, whenever I try and like boil them down to what was it, what did I really enjoy about them? And it was the simplicity and being able to share that. And you can put the controller in anyone's hand and they can get it. And you can share that experience with somebody. And I think that is what is a big difference now between games then and now, and when, like, what the main focus is. Like, a lot of these titles that are just enjoyable experiences that we play, at least, are single player. The only time we can share them is if we talk to somebody else who has played the game as well. But with these other titles, like, you can put a controller in their hands and you can share that experience in real time and just have a genuine laugh about it. And it's tough. But, you know, there are designers out there that are still trying to focus on this aspect of it and not take themselves too seriously and just really just enjoy the journey and the experience of everything. Like, you know, thinking about like a battle royale style game, you know, Totally Accurate Battlegrounds, right? Like, that game was super goofy, super ridiculous, but it had exactly what you said, where like these weapons don't have these crazy weird stats, or like you're looking for these weird legendaries and all that. Like, they're just goofy. But it's the same concept. All of the mechanics are there and it's the same, but it's just boiled down to how most people or a lot of people can actually just understand. And it's, I don't know. I think that's really the big issue here. The big thing that I'm trying to draw home, I guess, is this: simplicity is good in games. I mean, but also complex structures are fine as well. Like, it just depends on what kind of experience you, the player, are going for. And just knowing that beforehand.
I think when you look at like the most recent like popular multiplayer games, they've all been very, I don't say basic or bare bones, because that kind of undersells them. But I mean, like you said, Among Us. Look at Lethal Company. Look at even Content Warning kind of blew up. Like, they're all very, they're straight to the point, right? It's like you're doing this one thing with a group of friends or group of randoms, and that's it. It's just pure gameplay, right? There's no collecting different equipment. There's no doing all this. Like, it's just pure
game. There's no distractions from the gameplay.
You know, and it's like, in a lot of ways, like, that's what surprised me with Helldivers, or at least Helldivers 2, where it's like, it's still big. There's a lot of, there's systems in it, but it's not overwhelming. Like, it works with the game. And I feel like that's one of the few big games that really pulled that off. But when you dial it back and look at a lot of these more simple co-op experiences that have been blowing up, they're just simple, fun games. And when you brought up Smash, I was thinking, oh, like, that's kind of what Nintendo is perfect at. Like, most of their games, aside from maybe like the recent Zelda titles, are very to the point, right? Your Mario's, you're expected to just platform, you're expected to do this, just like all their other games. Same with the Kirby. Like, they're never really throwing something weird at you or adding some weird stuff in it just to make the game longer. Like, it's just pure simple fun. And something I was thinking about too, maybe this has something to do with the Switch, maybe not, but when you look at like more so console limitations, I think that growing up, a lot of those simple games that we liked were maybe held back by how much the console could handle, right? Like, these games couldn't handle complex systems, couldn't handle all these added, you know, maybe elements that now feel kind of out of place, but back then, you know, it wouldn't have worked. Maybe on PC, but even then, like, when you look at PC games versus console games, like early 2000s, it's not like you were seeing these overcomplicated games. They were maybe a little more complicated, right? But not where we're at now. And it's interesting too, because every console was so different back then that, you know, the strengths of, like, say, an Xbox was different from a GameCube, and it was different from a Dreamcast. So you had all these kind of different ideas and thoughts. And, you know, back then, it was mostly gameplay focused. There were a lot of games that did have big stories and great stories, but they were still able to make the gameplay fun in it. And I think maybe that's what we need to get like brought back to. And those games do exist. They do come out. Like, I've played games the past few years that had a great mix of both. But I think a lot of people need to look back at those games and be like, how did they balance it? Because a lot of games nowadays just aren't balanced in that feature.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're trying to push a story. If you're just going for pure gameplay, then, you know, for the most part, I'm expecting the gameplay side of it. But if you're going to push a really good story, either just make that the full thing, or if you're going to put gameplay, make that equally as interesting.
Right. Which is tough. That's a tough thing to do. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you kind of hit the nail on the head there when you talk about Nintendo. Their games really focus on one mechanic, and they just do it right. And what all the amazing things you can do with something so simple. Like, for instance, with Mario jumps. That's it, really, when you think about it. But for every single new iteration of a Mario game, one of the big aspects that they put into it was that they created basically like a playground to play around in with the new version of Mario and feel how his jumps felt. And then they built the game around that. The main focus was on that one core mechanic first, and they nailed it, and they like really drove that point home. And then they built the game around that mechanic itself. Instead of having a grandiose idea or giant story, and then you build the game around that concept, right? Like, so mechanic first, then story, versus story first, then mechanic. And I think that's really the big thing here whenever it comes to like fun games versus enjoyable games. And that might be the deciding factor, I guess, because you still have to remember, no matter how amazing the story is, people still have to play through it. So the mechanics need to be incredibly enjoyable, and easy to use and easy to grasp, which is getting, I guess, harder to do nowadays with games putting in so much stuff. We have to press like three buttons at once to do a single thing or whatever it may be, or they're just trying to overlap too many mechanics at the same time. So I don't know. There's no right or wrong way to do this, I don't think, but I mean, just kind of like food for thought. Well, all right, that's going to do it for us this week. Hope you guys have enjoyed this little conversation here, and we will talk to you guys next week with more games that we find throughout time, space, and all that good stuff in between. But until then, bye for now.